Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The headline out of Ukraine this morning, Russian rockets strike Odessa in southern Ukraine. Joseph Lindsley is back in Lviv today to report on what's happening there and in Odessa. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from Lviv. I returned to the news bunker this morning from the mountains. And Odessa region was hit. We also had the city of Mykolaiv, which is very close to Odessa. Mykolaiv is just a few miles from the Russian-occupied territory. They were shelled overnight, and the city was so overwhelmed, the emergency, like their equivalent of 911, stopped working during the night. The university was hit. And then if you go a little bit north and east from Mykolaiv to the city of Nikopol, across from the largest nuclear plant in Europe, which the Russians occupy, they were shelled, hit with artillery fire through the night. In fact, this morning, one of the city officials texted on the Telegram app to all of the citizens. He said simply, "The night was loud," which I think really speaks for, you know, it means it was a difficult day, a difficult night. And then while I'm here in Lviv, the big buzz in the street here is that tomorrow the president of Turkey, Erdogan, will be in Lviv to meet with Zelensky and the head of the United Nations. And it's very interesting because this is the first time, you know, so many world leaders and celebrities have come to Ukraine, but they'd have to do it secretly because if you can't announce in advance that Jill Biden is going to Uzhgorod or Boris Johnson is coming to Kyiv, it's a security risk. But strangely, in advance, we know that Erdogan will be in Lviv. And I think perhaps, you know, clearly this is because Erdogan also he's an ally of Putin. And so there's no way there's enough confidence that Putin would not attack Lviv while the Turkish president is here. And so the city is now preparing for sort of an extraordinary day tomorrow with the head of the United Nations and the leader of Turkey.
As far as celebrities visiting the area, Joseph, how important is it? I'm reading about Liev Schreiber, who was on Monday appealing for international donations to Ukraine to continue during his visit to a residential area outside of Kyiv that suffered a lot of damage by Russian bombardment. He said people see it as a one-time thing, but as you can see, people live with it every day. And he pointed at a damaged apartment building, a block actually, 30 miles north of Kyiv, and he said it's a coward move. Schreiber is partly of Ukrainian ancestry. He's involved in several charity initiatives for the country, and he also met with Zelensky. So I guess calling attention to what's going on there is always welcomed by everyone there in Ukraine, isn't it, Joseph?
Yes, and I'm glad that Schreiber and those, which I didn't know until you mentioned it, those comments he said, well, he understands, like, even, for example, when Ben Stiller came to Lviv, you know, he said, oh, Lviv looks normal, and because he was mainly spending his time in Kyiv, but if you get to know people and you talk to people, and nothing's normal, you know, there's always, tears are always just a few minutes away. Everyone's lives have been upended. Anyone can be called to fight. Everyone knows someone who's died. And people carry on with amazing resilience, so it looks normal. So I'm glad that Liev Schreiber understands that. And I think I'd mentioned to you before, but a few months ago, I was sitting in Lviv in my regular cafe, and this was during the sort of strange, paranoid days where we thought there were Russian spies. We knew there were Russian spies all over the city, and there was a guy sitting across from me in the cafe, and he was taking pictures of everyone in the cafe, and sense of, okay, who is this guy? You know, I went on high alert, and I looked at the guy with kind of an angry glance, and he stopped taking the pictures. And then 2 days later, I heard that Liev Schreiber was in Lviv. By the way, his name means lion, just like the city of Lviv, because his family does come from Ukrainian heritage. And that was Liev Schreiber taking pictures in the cafe, which he posted on his Instagram. And so he filmed everyone else except for me. And so I wish I had had a conversation with him, but it was difficult in those days. We didn't know who to trust. Go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
Yes. I mean, I'm thinking about what you said a few minutes ago. Tears are always just a few minutes away.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, with every, when I was in the mountains, So many people came to visit, whether from Lviv or from the East, and they came because they needed a break. They needed some fresh air. And so people were able to kind of let their guard down and really share their struggles. And, you know, how some people came to visit simply because they were tired of hearing shelling every single night. And they needed a break. I've been back here in Lviv. I've caught up with so many friends just in the past few hours. And it's a struggle. You know, it's, you know, how do you keep your business going? I was just talking with a friend who owns a few bars and restaurants here, and you know, he's still trying to keep things going, but you don't know what you can plan for. And but I will say, on a positive note, you know, being back, Lviv is this great civilized city of cobbled streets and cafes and street music, and so much of that life has returned. It's a city where people like to drink coffee all day. But when the war first started, I mean, it's hard to really even for me to remember that. In those horrible, uncertain, but also decisive hours, anyone who was here was resigned to the fact that we might face Russian soldiers at our doors, you know, and everyone was ready to fight as as best we could. And also, I think everyone here was ready to die. And the city was gray and silent. Everyone was afraid. And we imagined Russian tanks coming down the street. And it was a real possibility. I mean, it was a heroism in those early days of the Ukrainian soldiers, also the leadership of Zelensky and others that prevented that from happening. And then as I went to the main square with some friends today to get some coffee in Lviv, there's the city hall. It looks like it's out of a fairy tale. It's this tall white tower that overlooks the entire city. And in front of the city hall are Russian tanks. But these Russian tanks are burned out and destroyed. They were captured by the Ukrainian forces. And when I saw that, because I hadn't been here in a few months until Lviv, I remembered those memories from the first hours of the war when we were making Molotov cocktails to prepare for the tanks to come down the streets. And now there are Russian tanks in Lviv, but they are a sign of a little small sign of victory, which was a great. And there were kids playing on these tanks, and the cat of the city hall was like perched on a window ledge looking down at the tanks. So it's a sign of hope, even amid these difficult days, as the Russian shellings continue. And there's a lot, you know, with the actions in Crimea from Tuesday, from yesterday, and from last week, there's a lot of concern about what Russia might do next. But those tanks in Lviv are a sign of hope.
Can't imagine how you can live like that. And we do get a nice picture painted by Joseph Lindsley every morning. Thank you, Joseph.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
We'll talk tomorrow.